Good day to you. It's Moni Uncut, and it's evening. It's actually good evening. It's almost 9 o'clock. I'm about to sit here and eat my food that I prepared for myself. But I wanted to say something about letting go of, I know this chewing and shit's gonna be annoying. I get it. But I need to let it out right now before I get caught up in my other shit. Remember, this is just my documentary shit of my life. And when I come up with a thought, I need to share it while that thought is heavy, while I'm feeling it. That's just how I roll. It's just what it is. So, this whole caring thing, like literally caring about what people think, caring about how people feel about you, caring about what you don't, like just caring about this the wrong shit. Like we care literally too much. And that caring, I mean, whether it's about other people's shit, whether it's about other people's life circumstances, other people, or just shit of ours that just doesn't matter at this point. We put too much emphasis and, it's not me. I'm not passing gas. It's mustard. Got some hot dogs over here. My mustard's about gone. But we need to, focus our attention. Oh yeah, I know y'all are enjoying this. Focus your attention on what you want. And focus your attention on what's going to prosper you, what's going to make you feel good, what's going to make you happy. Stop caring about, like, insignificant shit that's not going to get you anywhere. Like, what do you want? Like, what really do you want? And then allow good things to come to you. In the process of allowing good things to come to you, you probably will be open to some negative things, some not so good things. But in the end, like, to be able to understand how good something is, you gotta understand, like, you know, just how good it really is. Because if you ain't been through no shit, you won't understand what it feels like to feel something good and to understand, oh, I deserve this shit. At this point, I deserve this shit. Or at this point, oh, this is what needs to happen. Or like, you won't understand that unless you actually experience the bad. Like, everything can't always be peaches and cream. Like, I feel like I spent like a lot of my life without it being peaches and cream. So, you know, I'm ready for that peaches and cream. But you have to understand that not only that you are worthy, and stop saying, oh, well, I'm not enough, or I'm not worthy of this, and I'm not going to get this, or this is not for me. Even though you desire it, this is not for me. Oh, well, that could have happened then. You know, just downing yourself and making yourself feel like you can't have shit or you'll never be nothing. That shit is for the birds. Why are you doing that? You need to understand that you need to stop caring about the wrong shit. You need to put your focus on things that are going to propel you forward. Stop holding on to the past thoughts. Stop holding on to the things that you have from the past that for whatever reason you can't let go. You care about what somebody thinks about what you're doing. Why do you care about that? Why do you care about what someone else is thinking about when it comes to you? that thought that they have has nothing to fucking do with you. You need to live the life that you want to live for you. And allow yourself to be open to all the good things that can come to you. I was listening to, of course I'm always listening to some shit. This is like some enlightening shit. What's his name? Reverend Ike. Reverend Ike said he was talking about like blessings and how the prodigal son was blessed. He ran away. He, you know, spent all his money, but he was blessed. And how sometimes it seems like the rich, or, you know, people who are less religious, less religious, their mindset is just a little bit different. They care a little bit less about what people think, or, you know, what people think they should be doing, and they just go for shit. Those are the people who win. He was talking about why it said, like, seemed like the sinners, so-called sinners, are winning. Because they're not religious minded. They're not caught up in, you know, oh, I gotta do it like this. Oh, I gotta make sure it's right. Oh, I gotta make sure it's perfect. They're not caught up in that. They're caught up in, I'm just gonna do it. And that's how they're being successful. So I'm just saying, like, don't care about the wrong things. Yeah, I just needed to put that out there because, like, I don't know. I just needed to. Put your attention where it needs to go. And don't allow things that don't need your energy to have your energy. Your energy and your time is so valuable and so precious. Like, live your life. Enjoy the person that God created you to be. And, like, enjoy the people that God puts around you. And don't push them away because you think they're too good for you, or that, or allow people in your life because you think, well, I can settle for this shit. I gotta settle for this shit because of where I am in life. I gotta settle for this shit because I didn't do this or I didn't do that. Quit settling for shit and understand that if you want to elevate, you got to elevate your mind and what you want, what your desires are. Don't allow your desires to be way down here and your goals to be way down here. I mean, elevate that shit and watch what comes to you. Like, let go of the things that no longer serve you. Just let it go and become who you really were intended to be. I'm about to eat my food now, so I mean, I just need to let that out. You probably go back and listen to this on myself. All right, I hope y'all have a good night. It's Moni.